Moncrief on News Talk.
You can find creativity anywhere, even in a supermarket till receipt. Through meticulous planning, Graham Bowman went to his local Asda supermarket and came out with a receipt listing the items he bought in alphabetical order. Obviously, he also came out with 26 items, but it's the receipt itself which has received a huge reaction online. Graham, good afternoon.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Was there a lot of planning that went into this?
Not really. I mean, I knew most of the letters would be in a supermarket, right? There's just a few pain points. U, X, and Z. They're the ones where you're like, are they really going to sell an item like that?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just going through a supermarket and finding items that began with those letters really was the challenge.
And so you didn't look it up online beforehand? You actually went in and had to search for something that starts with U?
I mean, that would probably be a more sensible idea, but I just dove straight in there.
Okay.
I guess part of it would be like, well, even if they have it online, do they actually have it in the physical store?
Yeah. Yeah.
Be something I can grab and scan. So, yeah.
Yeah. And in case people are wondering, it was a USB stick, obviously, was the U. And the X was an Xbox dock. That's good.
Yes. Yes.
And a Zinky toy was the Z. God, that was clever.
Well, that was a real unexpected one because, I mean, I had no idea what it might be. And I was thinking, well, maybe they'll sell like a zebra, like a toy zebra.
Yeah.
And then when I came across the Zinky toy, I was like, oh, this could work. And when I scanned it and it came up as a Z, I was like, well, bingo.
Yeah. Now, there was a specific reason you went to an Asda to do this rather than any other supermarket chain.
Yeah, that's right. Asda, the descriptions that appear on the receipt are very simple. So often if you go to a supermarket and you scan apples, it might say like Tesco's finest apples or whatever.
Mm.
But Asda, for whatever reason, they keep it super simple. So you scan apples, it comes up with apples on the receipt. You scan oranges, comes up as oranges. Generally, there's a few things that trip me up, but generally what you scan is sort of what appears on the receipt.
And gosh, you got the A to Z. Have you done this kind of thing before?
Well, I mean, I did a receipt, around Christmas time, because I made a receipt that sort of looked like a Christmas tree.
Oh, wow. So
that was my very first receipt idea. So, yeah, I've done that. And I do sort of like vaguely creative things all the time, just things that sort of occur to me that I'd sort of quite like to do. And I'll go ahead and try and do them.
Make okay. it a Yeah. And would you regard this as art?
I mean, I know that sounds quite highfalutin and maybe a bit, you know, pretentious, but I mean, I think it sort of is, isn't it?
I mean, you've done it in a very artistic way. There's a certain art to the design of it, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, someone pointed out on the comments, there is a receipt in the Tate Modern anyway.
Oh.
So it's not like it's completely unexplored area for artists.
And so the receipt itself, I suppose that the way you transmitted the art was that you put it online rather than the Tate Modern might come around and.
Yeah, I mean, that's just because, well, I thought people would like it on there. It's very democratic as well, isn't it? You can just post something online. It doesn't cost anything. Don't have to really do anything. And if people engage with it, then it'll sort of make its way, disseminate itself into the world. Whereas if I wanted to get it into the Tate Modern, I'd have no idea where I would start. I'd ring up the art galleries. It's just an impenetrable world.
And the reactions you got to this online, obviously they were largely positive. Did you get any negative reactions to this?
Of course, it's the internet. There's loads of negative stuff. I mean, you know, the most common insult, if you could call it an insult, is this guy's got too much time on his hands. But I cannot really complain too much about that because it's true. It is absolutely true. The only reason I did this is because I found myself, I'm a freelance copywriter, and the freelance market's been quite quiet. So I have had weeks where I've just had no work to do. So that's why I've been like, okay, well, if I don't have any work, then at least I can do this project. So, yes, I've got a lot of time on my hands. Some people thought it was fake, like I'd done it with AI, but it's like I've literally got the receipt. You know how people say, I've got the receipts. I've literally got the receipt. And if anyone wants to come and inspect it for themselves, they're happy to let them have a look.
The thing is, though, I would imagine this might lead to some copywriting work because it's so clever.
Well, one can only hope. I mean, if there's any advertising people listening in Ireland, I mean, obviously I'm based in London, but, you know, there's remote work. So, yeah, I would hope so. But look, that's up to the big bosses.
Yeah.
I put my stuff out there.
The receipt itself now, is it hanging on a wall someplace, or what do you plan to do with it?
Well, I might hang it on the wall eventually. A lot of people have pointed out that I'd need to get like a special UV glass or Perspex to put it in the frame. Because I put it in a frame, put it on the wall, took a picture. But then I took it down and just put it in a dark cupboard because I was aware that receipts will fade if they're exposed to UV for any amount of time. So if I get the proper frame, the proper glass, maybe it will go on the wall eventually.
When you were buying the items in Asda, did you do a self-checkout or did you actually go up to a person and go, no, this one first?
And it has to be self-checkout.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really like human interaction that much.
Mm.
And, so I like to just be in control. And the good thing about Asda is you can actually sort of cancel your transaction at the till, the self-service till. But when I did it with the Christmas tree, I didn't realize I could do that. So I went through the whole transaction and then I had to take my whole shopping to the customer service and ask them to like refund the whole thing because I was doing this like stupid art project. And it was sort of, it was very embarrassing, to be honest. But I was committed at that point, you know, so I just had to push through.
Absolutely. And respect. And did you actually go to the extent of explaining, I want my receipt to look a certain way and they didn't like, you know, call the police or anything?
Well, the lady, when I approached the second time to get another refund, she was like, well, you're going to have to speak to the manager because I'm not really sure what you're doing. So I had to say like, look, this is an art project. I want it to look like a Christmas tree. But as you can see here, this thing came up as blah, blah, and it's too long and it just sticks out on the Christmas tree. So I need to get a complete refund and I'm going to do it all again and find the right item that makes the Christmas tree.
That's brilliant. Ziploc bags, one of our listeners has said for a Z.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. People online have suggested maybe zinc. I don't know if that has to...
Oh, yeah.
Would have sold zinc, or maybe the pharmacy would be in a separate area. Because I'd need to have it all in one transaction. Ziploc bag, so that's a good one. The thing is, it's probably easier to do at a Tesco where they have these lots of variations on the descriptions. But then the thing with Tesco is the common items then become hard because you scan apples and it says organic apples and you're like, oh, well,
mm.
You can't even get an A in the bag, never mind a Z or a U.
So what's next? Is it receipts or do you plan kind of projects in other areas?
I mean, I do have projects in other areas, but I will continue with the receipts. I have several ideas for more receipts. The problem now is I feel like this one's blown up so big after receipt number three, there's no way I'm going to reach this level of success ever again. So it's only downhill from here, but I will persevere. If anyone wants to follow the Instagram, more receipts will be uploaded in the near future, for sure.
I'm glad to hear. And could you give us a clue as to what other projects you might have in mind?
Yes. I mean, I was thinking last night, actually, maybe one could be like all the different animals that you can buy in a store, maybe.
Mm.
And you can sort of see some sort of vague message about you know, animal welfare and stuff like that in supermarkets. In a, you know, if you want to write the pretentious little bit of cardboard that goes into the art gallery, you can see how you could have a field day with that one. Or I mean, there's a simple, I'd actually like to do from one penny to £1, 100 items, but I don't think I'd ever find something. Does any shop sell something for a penny these days?
Yeah. Or
a cent? But if I could find that, I would like to do that one as well. And there's others.
I imagine there is. Is it? I mean, and I read that when you proposed to your wife, you did it with like a 4-inch record player that
yes.
Worked.
Yeah. So this is an example of, again, another sort of creative project that I have the idea for it, and I just sort of need to make it become a reality, really. I mean, part of that is because if you have ideas are 10 a penny, you need to sort of see them through and bring them into reality for them to have any worth, really. Mm. So, yes, when I came to propose to my wife, she said, we discussed it beforehand, and she said, don't buy me a ring because you'll probably choose the wrong one. And that was a fair comment. But I thought, well, I want to give her something when I propose. And I had this idea that I could make a really tiny record, vinyl record, that could be worn as a pendant. So it is only about 3 or 4 inches in diameter. And I went onto a website where people cut their own vinyl, and I posted a message on there saying, could anyone make this for me? And they said, yeah, there's this one guy. So there's this guy, I think his name was Flo, and he was like he's just like an engineer and artist, really, really interesting guy. And he said, yeah, I can make this for you. So he did. He's got the machinery where he can move the cutting needle right to the center of a vinyl player. I recorded my heartbeat. He cut that sound onto a little tiny record. And then I had my friend Alison, she set it in like a silver pendant. And that's what I offered to my wife when I proposed. And she said, yeah.
Graham, never stop, never change. That's my feeling on all of this. Though, I mean, you do have more projects, but one of our listeners has texted in to say this is his dark side of the moon. He's never going to top it. He should quit now. So you've already created Dark Side of the Moon. So, you know, that's not bad. Graham, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Graham Bowman there. And he is on Instagram. And as he said, there'll be more receipts up there. Trump would call this the art of the deal, says the texter. The artists have lost the run of themselves. What's wrong with the good old-fashioned oil painting of rich, powerful white men in tights? Nothing. We should go back to that time. We see lots of rich, powerful men, maybe not necessarily in tights, but that's probably a small mercy. It's art in the way that monkey who threw a load of paint on a canvas was art. I did a philosophical aesthetics course in university, says Sheena, for God knows what reason. The only thing I remember about it is that art is defined as that which is submitted to the art community by an artist. So basically, it can be art if you say it is.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.